So here's a story that was it was really prompted by something I came across online. A friend of mine sent me this thing. It was called VPike, VPIKE.com. I don't know, it sounds like a sounds like an ad for that that website. But what it is, you type in any address or location, and it takes you to that with photograph pictures. It's not like a satellite thing. It's actual real pictures at street level. So I decided, well, I'll give this a shot, and I typed in my old address where I grew up as a kid, and sure enough, there it was. You know, the house, the street that I lived on, and other than one visit in 2008, I had not been back there in 12 years, and lived down here in Florida for, you know, the time since then. Well, it also shows areas near the location you type in. So I started doing a little scan. You kind of work this little device around, and it takes you like up the street, down the street, backwards, etc. And the next street over from where I lived, there was this big water tower, and this is where we had all our baseball, softball, wiffle ball games as kids, and used to hang out there all the time, especially my elementary school and junior high days. And it was called Hollingsworth Park. I don't know if that was a real name or not, but that's where it was. And I maneuvered the device so I could see all around that park and the big old water tower, the big green water tower that was, as a kid, it looked like a mile high. Well, still pretty high. It had to be close to 100 feet high. And all of a sudden, a flood of memories came back. I mean, not just the hangout and the friends that I used to hang out with and go to school with, but just all the memories, and one or two in particular. I remember the funniest one now, although it wasn't funny at the time. I remember specifically, it was third or fourth, maybe fourth or fifth grade. It was first day of summer school vacation. And of course, you never have any problem getting up out of bed during summer vacation. You're up at the crack of dawn. Whereas all through school, forget it. Your mother had to tip your bed up to get you out like me. Well, I get up to the park that day, and we were going to have the first big game of the season, you know, and there was myself, and I'll not say last names, but it was myself, Kenny, Neil, Normie, David, Donald, and some others that, Sammy, they were all there. We were ready to play ball. And the guys, just the guys, mind you. And when I got there, right after me came this girl, Karen. And I'm like, what the heck is she doing here? And the guy said, oh, we're going to let her play ball. And I'm thinking to myself back then in those days, no, I don't want a girl playing ball, you know? Well, they decided they were going to let her do it. Well, the real killer to me, and they didn't know this, but Karen had a crush on me. And it's, you know, again, nowadays it'd be different if some girl had a crush on me. But I just didn't want it back then. And then I saw what she was carrying in her hand. And then I got it. I understood why the guy said she could play. She was holding two jars, not one, huge jars of her mom's homemade lemonade. Now, this was something that every one of us just loved, her mom's homemade lemonade. And it's like, yeah, okay, now I get it. Now I know why you're going to let them play. What other guys are going to let her play, you know? So anyway, we played the game. And in the middle of it, this other young lady, I'll say her first name was Cindy, she showed up. Now, what the guys didn't know, I don't think they knew anyway, I had a massive crush on Cindy. So there's the quandary. There's Cindy sitting in the sidelines watching me play. And here's this other girl, Karen, that had a crush on me that I had no interest in at all. And it's like, well, what do I do? So I put on the best show I could. And is a total coincidence. The last pitch of the game was up to me. And by golly, I actually hit a home run. And I thought to myself, walking by Cindy, I didn't really want to smile and like I was showing off, you know, but I could see her watching me and I was just in heaven. Well, I got to home plate. And I got a really, really congratulatory hug and a kiss from Karen, not from Cindy. And this killed me because, you know, here I am trying to impress Cindy the other girl comes up and this one that has a crush on me, and she gives me this big kiss. Well, yeah, back in those days, to a little 10-year-old, I did not live this down, not only through the summer, but all through the next year of school. And it's one of those things I've never forgotten. The psychotherapy bills are still coming in. No, just kidding. I don't know whatever happened to Karen, or for that matter, Cindy. We never dated, any of us. See, or I never dated Karen, never dated Cindy. I don't know what happened, but if any of you are listening and you know who I am, then I think you get a kick out of that. And that's my story. Just thought I'd share that little bit of little slice of life from childhood with you.